And Atoforsen opposed that e-levy. 20th, 21st, 22nd, 24th, 25th, Yoko now write to Speaker, inviting Atoforsen. Again, Speaker allowed us to use his conference room. Then officials from Yoko came. When they came, they said, statement now, the Honorable Atoforsen, MIA, November 2017, you know. They are now coming to charge him for court. So now they need a charge statement. I was with him. Katano. Because you see, they go fed a year at 2 4 say no.
A simple F E.
Yami who ye mobile. Look, Godfred Dami set out to destroy at 2 4 say.
No, the Attorney General's Department. The Attorney General's Department.
I beg you. I know what prosecution is. I know what persecution is. Look, Nyami Aduma, October, we. Maybe Anomanya 11 years doing this.
Yes.
So at least, if not for nothing, I have some small experience. And no. Prosecution and persecution. Meanwhile, Godfred Yebu Adame set out to destroy Kessel Atoforsen. Look, they should pick a phone and call Atoforsen and apologize to him for what he had done to the young man for nothing. The Kaiser one day may be sad too after court. We say, oh, yeah, sure, say, be a one called Jay Godfred girl. No, sir, let me see. I thought, say, we are all within the same age bracket. We are born in Mumbai. I need just to make Ghana better. I will post the levy on principle and have no regrets. Situation.
Yeah, but the right to appeal.
No, hold on. You could have just issued a statement and said, I will appeal. He put certain things there, correct? If I, Edwidge, had called a judgment, maybe the initial judgment calling Atoforsen to open his defense, perverse, the Ghana Bar Association would have issued a statement today condemning my statement. The court had issued a judgment. The judgment you are saying is inimical to the fight against whatever. What are you insinuating? Is it not curious that this attorney general is talking about impunity and abuse? This is an attorney general who goes the extra mile in order to destroy Atoforsen. He goes to engage an accused person who is duly represented by a lawyer on the 9th of April, 9 a.m., effectively suggesting to him how he should help him, the attorney general, build his case against an accused person. And this same person has the moral authority to even remotely suggest fight against abuse. First of all, the basic principle is that an accused person is vulnerable. And so, a person who has criminal accusations, charges that can take you 10 years, is a vulnerable person. And so, an attorney general who sets out to exploit the vulnerability of an accused person, through the the moral, you know, to suggest that the Court of Appeal has done what? You see, those whose palm kernel have been cracked for them must learn to be humble. the statement by the Attorney General, beyond insulting, beyond it being condescending, demonstrates this arrogant posturing. This is an Attorney General. Professional rules and etiquette requires that hold on, an accused person who is represented by a lawyer, the prosecution or whatsoever, should not have conference with such a person unless you, the lawyer. That is law. The error is law. This is an attorney general who violates that error with impunity. And he has the moral authority. You see, Obi.
Yeah, Baba, in terms of violating the ally, you know, Edugie, you know, sir, no court has made those conclusive decisions. It is your opinion. You think that we're violating
the ally. It's not about opinion. Do you have the ally before you?
No, I'm not saying, sir, the Oye, you know, Etia ally and Etia
ally. Why are you rationalizing
it? What I'm saying is, sir, no court has come to that determination.
That's why I said it's your view.
That's why I said it's your view. I just said it's your view, Anna.
So I am telling you that if the attorney general has the power or the right to express his view, I have the same right to express my view or opinion on how he has misconducted himself. Look, you see, I told you something earlier.
Okay.
TVIC. Oh, you of one son. Obi, I have no doubt at all in my mind that this whole prosecution of auto forcing, blah, blah, this whole ambulance, whatever, was just contrived for one reason. Look, do you know that the contract between government of Ghana and BC has not been abrogated? Do you know that?
No.
Oh, you don't know?
No.
It's a subsisting contract.
Okay.
It has not been set aside by anybody. By no... I have no doubt in my mind that the only reason why we say governance is continued, the government of Ghana would have decided to iron out whatever the differences were and proceed with a contract. But you see, the government came to power with its own agenda to buy 307 ambulances. Reports that are coming out from the detailed investigative work by the Honorable Samuel Okudetua Blackwa, the documents I have with me, I have no doubt in mind that there was the need to bastardize the Big C contract in order to justify. If you look at the contract, the invoices I have before me, I beg you, on the 27th day of December 2019, an amount of 32 million Ghana cedis, listen carefully, was paid for 40 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter ambulances. Now, the company that this money was paid to is called ELOC Consult and Services. Now, if you go to find out who's the director of this ELOC Services, Consult and Services, this is the name of the director. I want to just let you see something. The name of the director is Stephen Okoroku, director. The second director is Solomon Okereke. Solomon Okereke's other name is Solomon Okereke Okoro. Two brothers. Stephen Okoro is the son-in-law of President Akufo-Addo, John Krumah's quote-unquote baby father.
Semper FM.
So, if you pick the next company that was paid 32 million Ghana cedis for Luxury Wealth Auto Group Limited. If you go to the directors, Prestige Era Company Limited, another company, Bluemix Company Limited, OPIS, the Auditor General of Ghana had found that these companies, four companies, were together paid $54 million for the supply of 307 ambulances. Seriously, the Auditor General in his report, special report on the ambulance fleet, not Domelevo, but the Auditor General appointed by Mr. Akufo-Addo, that each of the ambulance costs $8,000 with insurance premium of $8,000 payable. Obi, if you put everything together, it is not up to $54 million. And so in order to facilitate this particular deal, the government needed to bastardize and put Atuforsen on trial. Obi, now say your own Omanpenia, Oma, as a corner of war, Nina, Edio Munsa, Ashe Abai, Dio Munu. Must you not be a bit more careful in how you decide to which hand your political opponent?
And the point really is, a future NDC government would investigate and, if possible, prosecute people relative
already,
to Sarah.
Already, the special prosecutor appointed by Mr. Akufo-Addo is investigating.
Is investigating
the
that very well.
It has nothing to do with the future NDC administration.
Very well.
So the point I want to make is that, listen, whatever Godfrey Ebuadame wants to do, Ghana belongs to him. Let him go ahead and do it. Let him go ahead. I always encourage myself as a young politician with the story of Mordecai and Haman. Look, at a point, okay, Bible, the book of Esther, Haman, now Odrin said, his proximity to the king was enough to draw up conspiracies against innocent people. He even went as far as preparing the gallows for Mordecai. If he knew that he was setting a bad precedent for himself, he was driven by hatred. He was driven by arrogance. He never knew that he was digging his own. I am confident that God works in the affairs of men. All you need to do is to keep trusting him.
Okay. Into
Godfrey, sorry, me bow.
Yes.
Godfrey de Buadame. Okoshia Richie Jakwa in the house of the Supreme Court judge. Senu Nim said the Babon thing. Sunu Nim. You are here, you woman. He is small. He looks big, but he's very small. Let him do his worst.
Okay. And he is following the laid down appellate process. He's decided, sir, Obeko Supreme Court.
Have you read his statement?
Which one? Which of them?
The one he issued. Is that a notice of appeal?
No. Okay. The intention, or declaring intention, so Obeko.
It's not. What kind of statement? Is that a declaration of intent?
Oh, why? You didn't. You